6.
Let's start off saying congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. I was watching the time tick off the clock. Moments ago, they beat the Celtics for their 16th NBA title. I mean, hey, this was all about Kobe Bryant. How many times did he save their bacon throughout the season and in the series? No matter what you think of Bryant, whether you think he's a punk or he is an okay guy, he is the best player in the NBA. Speaking of the best, they couldn't find the best, or their putters anyway, when it comes to Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. It is U.S. Open time at Pebble Beach, one of the most beautiful golf courses in the United States and also one of the toughest. 60-degree temperatures early in the afternoon when I happened to check in and watch a little bit of it, and Tiger was absolutely struggling. I could make a joke, but I'm going to let it alone. And Phil Mickelson, who won the Masters this year, was struggling as well, as he flamed out on a couple of very, very big holes. We're going to do sports shorts later on as we head in to the weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You know this by now, left, right, somewhere in between, whatever your politics or lack of politics, you're welcome to throw in your two cents at any time. It's about the conversation on this highway, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again, 800-259-5791. We're also going to dive into the fact that now the Times Square bomber, Faisal Shahzad, has been indicted on 10 counts. What are the 10 counts? What does it all mean? And the Supreme Court rejects the Utah firing squad appeal. So that is set to happen, actually, and we'll give you all the details on that and a crazy story about, remember the chess whiz Bobby Fischer? They're going to exhume his body because of a paternity case. It's not an issue of paternity. It's an issue of blame. More grilling on the Hill. I guarantee I don't even have to tell you who was getting grilled, but I will. British Petroleum, slammed by everyone and anyone who had a title of senator, congressman in front of their name and a microphone somewhere sitting close by. Some strange things happened during the day. But here's one of the exchanges, just to give you a glimpse into more of the same, and this is Congressman Henry Waxman going up against Tony Hayward, of course, the CEO of BP.
I'm just amazed at this testimony, Mr. Hayward. You're not taking responsibility. You're kicking the can down the road and acting as if you have nothing to do with this company and nothing to do with the decisions. I find that irresponsible.
And the response really to that was that he wasn't stonewalling. He must have said that several times. Listen, in his British accent, I'm not stonewalling this crew. And that's what he said. There was some interruptions, people with signs, the usual kind of thing that you see happening lately whenever you have anybody talking about oil. And he said he wasn't out of the loop on the decisions at the well, and he was glad to answer any of those questions. A lot of the questions centered around the design, because a couple of days ago you had the other big oil companies like Exxon and Shell, and they attacked BP. Most of what they were saying was over the designs, that they shouldn't have been allowed to go forward with what they were creating for this platform, for this well. So he disclaimed knowledge of any of the problems on and under the rig before the explosion, and he told those at the hearing, the congressional hearing, that he only heard about the well early in April and had no idea otherwise. The month of the accident, when the BP drillers, the team that was assembled, pretty much told him that they had found oil. All right, we found oil, that's it. So he said, I love this. I mean, I have to be honest. I think this is the best kickback line from an oil guy. With respect, sir, is what he said. we drill hundreds of wells a year around the world. He was asked, and you'll hear this later, he was slammed by Congressman Michael Burgess from Texas, and that's what he said. Look, he's in charge of hundreds and hundreds of wells, so he doesn't know every little facet of every single well. And then Burgess pretty much shot back and said, oh, I know that's what's scaring me here. But it's the same thing that we keep hearing. And the odd thing that happened is you had Congressman Joe Barton, who's in the top level of the panel that was doing the drilling, right? And he used the opening statement, and the second it left his mouth, it was like the shot heard round the world, the round mound of sound. He used his opening statement twice for, you know, to put pressure on the company by President Barack Obama to contribute to a compensation fund for people in the Gulf of Mexico, of the, you know, the states affected. And Barton said that the U.S. has a due process system to assess the damages, and he pretty much, I don't know what the word is, said that the $20 billion fund was ridiculous, a shakedown. He likened it to a shakedown, or this was the big word, slush fund. So the $20 billion that was really what the chairman of BP was saying, listen, this was the previous day, we're going to give $20 billion, we're going to put that in a fund, someone else will operate the fund, and then we've got $100 million we're going to also put out there for people affected in other companies by the moratorium on deep water drilling. So he slammed them, saying they shouldn't have had to do that. They shouldn't have had to put that money up there. And he said, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I apologize. So you knew he was in trouble when he said that. He retracted his apology to BP when hit the fan. Then apologized again, this time for calling the fund a shakedown. And then also threw in that BP should bear the full financial responsibility for the accident and compensate the people and the businesses hurt by the accident. So this is what's interesting. Which comment of Barton's do you agree with? The shakedown comment that BP was getting the shakedown by the Obama administration? Or do you think he was right to apologize? So for Barton, he had to retract it because the Republicans are dancing on a thin line on this one. He had to pull it back. John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Mike Pence, all of them threw out statements almost immediately saying that he was wrong, that BP acknowledged the responsibility that it lies with them, and they offered the pledge of $20 billion. And that's true. They did offer the money because BP wanted to get ahead of this thing, so they didn't want to have to go through a shakedown. They wanted to throw a big number out, and that's exactly what they did. So it was crazy when Barton went off into a different direction and said that. 800-259-5791. My friends, we have just scratched the surface. Hang with us.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door.
So Toy Story 3, is that on the menu for anybody? That's coming up this weekend. We have a sneak preview of it. You know, basically, in our cheap movie review, we're going to play you the trailer and tell you a little bit about the movie. I think you know what Toy Story is, so it's pretty easy to figure it out. Third time around, though. Like Shrek Forever, that was the third Shrek, right? That was the third Shrek, too. Maybe the third time will be the charm for Toy Story. The first one was just absolutely hilarious. Not hilarious is what I just talked to you about, the fact that Joe Barton threw out, you know, his crazy statement. And then there was a couple of people who were hoping that he would actually step down from the House Energy Committee for saying what he said. In other words, saying that there was a big shakedown, and that's why they had to put that $20 billion aside, all that stuff. And Barton actually apologized to Hayward for the administration's efforts to do that, to push for that money. And immediately everybody reacted to this. Republicans, Democrats, because naturally British Petroleum knows it, that they're responsible. And, you know, all the Republicans came out of the woodwork to back that up, saying that from the very beginning we thought that they should pay every single dime, because they didn't want out there somebody like being a hanging chad like Barton that directly would conflict with the whole money issue. That doesn't make any sense. And the reason British Petroleum threw out that arbitrary amount, I do believe this, sure, there would have been a shakedown, but they knew that. So there was no question they were going to pay for this. They want this away. They want to distance themselves from this oil spill. The best thing that ever happened as far as this oil spill is concerned for another oil company, Exxon, is to take the stain away from them. Because the Valdez, who cares anymore? That's nothing. That's a blip on the screen. It was terrible when it happened. But compared to what's going on in the Gulf, it's nothing. In our second hour of America Tonight, you're going to enjoy this conversation. We're going to talk with Andrew Langer. He is the president of the Institute for Liberty. He wrote an interesting op-ed piece about what's happening with the cleanup and why the Jones Act wasn't waived. Why wasn't it waived? If it had been waived, then those big tankers that have been at bay haven't been allowed to come in to the Gulf of Mexico would have been able to help clean up some of the oil. And there would still be oil out there, but how much would be gone? That's the thing. If you have these Persian ships that are huge, that do this, that clean up this crap, what a difference maybe that would have made. But we'll dive into that part in the second hour. There's another thing about boats, too. In fact, if you go to americatonight.net, check out my little column, the notes from a scorecard, and I mentioned about Jindal and what's going on with the barges and how they were stopped, and he was furious today when the Coast Guard started checking for things and wasted a bunch of valuable time, according to the Gov. 800-259-5791. Joe Barton, was he right on or was he off his rocker to say what he said? Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
Let's just say surprisingly about what happened today with the Canadians.
What happened today with the Canadians? Because I have no clue. I was watching World Cup. I was watching the Lakers. I was calling people in Louisiana. What happened?
They traded Halak.
Ooh, you're kidding.
For what?
They
traded him to St. Louis for two prospects. When I heard this on the local old sport radio station, I thought, okay, maybe it was just a joke, right? But then, you know, when it's the lead story on the 6 o'clock news, instead of what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico or the world, you know, you figure, hey, this is serious, you know?
Yeah, no. So what was the reason for two prospects? What were the reasons or what was the analysis?
From some people are saying it's because next year he's going to be restricted, you know, Halak, you know, it's Price and Halak, they're both restricted free agents. Mm. And they're thinking, you know, trade Halak, it frees up some more cap money. And, that was the basic reason. And, St. Louis wanted them. And, some people say, why didn't they wait, you know, maybe till, you know, near free, you know, in a couple of weeks when it's free agent time. But,
maybe they were afraid about the prospects. They thought they were good enough. They were worried that they
were.
Right.
Well, one of them's still in junior hockey. He's playing with the Calgary Hitmen, but the Canadians like him 150 minutes in penalties this past year.
Mm.
Okay, now to get off that subject. I mean, it's, you know, you'll probably you know, maybe it'll be a little blip in the Dallas Morning News.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the chairman of the board of BP. I guess you saw him on TV too.
Yeah.
He had this, I'd rather be watching Britain in the World Cup than doing this attitude.
Well, you know that the Brits are a little bit affected, and he had that. Yeah. He did have that appearance if you tuned in and you were listening to him.
Well,
but
I just saw the highlights. It was like, yeah, I can't answer, yeah, or, you know, nonchalant. Like, if Britain was playing in the World Cup, he'd rather be doing that than sitting in front of this committee.
Yeah, just getting thrashed about and asked the questions about the specifics about the design and,
right.
You know, why the oversight, the safety, all those kind of questions that he's talked about before.
Right.
And you're right, he did seem like he didn't want to be there, but I think that's just the, it's probably unfair. British people sometimes get hammered that way for having that stiff upper lip and whatnot. I mean, I don't know,
like,
the guy.
Yeah, it's like we're better than you.
Right. There is something to that. It's weird to say that, but there is something to that. And
yeah.
I guarantee you the lawyers told him to pull that off, certainly. They didn't want, you know, they don't want him falling all over himself. Yes, to say they're sorry about the spill. They'll handle everything, all that. But you don't want him going off the range and throwing out too many crazy things because
right.
Look what happened the other day. And I think they realize that it could also be, it's interesting you point that out, Sam, because there may be something more to it. It could also be because you had the chairman, the big daddy, the big dog, Carl Svenberg, who struggled. You know, he met with President Obama, talked about the $20 billion fund that would be set up, all those things, and apologized. But then he said, we don't, you know, we hear there's talk about how the oil companies are terrible, and we care about the small people. We care about the little people. And those remarks got out, and that's everybody just ripped him to shreds, like, how dare you call us little people? And people on the Gulf Coast were saying that. So they might have pulled back their remarks, saying, well, we can't have any more slip-ups like that.
For sure. And I mean, I've been hearing, like, some people are saying maybe boycott, you know, BP. We don't have BP stations here in Canada anymore. They were bought over by the government. They're now called Petro-Canada. But, I mean, like, if there are any BP stations in the States, some people are saying, why not boycott them? That, to me, in a way, is not fair. Because why penalize the guy who's just trying to make an honest
buck,
you know, with a business by boycotting the station, you know? I mean, I don't know.
And it's already happening. There are people that are avoiding some of the BP stations, but your point is well taken, that I'm the person, I have a franchise. And really, truth be told, I have a little store there, and a lot of my money comes with the little store and stuff I'm selling.
Sure.
But because people aren't showing up and they're not grabbing a paper from me and they're not grabbing crackers and a soda and a, you know, power bar, I'm taking it in the shorts, and I have nothing to do other than my connection to the company.
Right.
But it has the two dreaded letters on it, so I'm suffering that. People are doing that in the United States. Hey, Sam, have a great weekend.
Take care.
So with BP, they've got the cleanup, the fines, the lawsuit, and it's, you know, it's going to cost them tens of billions of dollars. They already are aware of that. And I've heard people say, and I've wondered about the bankruptcy thing because of the stock, what was going to happen with the stock. But if it doesn't, it didn't completely bottom out, their finances are pretty good. The cash flow from their operations are tagged at about $30 billion for 2010. Then you've suspended the dividend, which is big, because then you can use that cash and you can sell assets, so that frees up to $25 billion. Then they could also go into the $10 billion in debt that's already been lined up with banks. They could already, you know, tap into that too. So they haven't borrowed very much. They can hit up lenders for maybe another $15 billion. They should be okay. The lawsuits, that's, you know, who knows? They've already paid $1.8 billion. And the cleanup tab is going to be a big hit. That's going to be at least $20 billion. I'd be stunned if it were anything less than $20 billion. Might be even more than that. How soon can they stop the leak? You know, that's why I think if those ships had been let in, some of those tankers, and with some of the skimming equipment, how much of a difference would that have made? Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the Tea Party movement. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try My Pillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow Pro is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Come away with me. Here we are once again, folks, at the crossroads of conversation, America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm. Keep the number handy, because you can always throw in your two, 800-259-5791. How often do we talk about our frustrations over what's happening politically in this country? Third-party possibilities, what about the Tea Party? In fact, you look at the Tea Party, and you see Sharon Angle in Nevada, who's challenging Senator Harry Reid. You see what's happening with Rand Paul in Kentucky, and the Tea Party backing, how that has helped him, certainly hasn't hurt him. And Scott Brown, who surprised a lot of people by jumping into the shoes of Ted Kennedy when he passed away. A lot of the Democrats were stunned when a Republican stepped in, and a lot of Tea Partiers liked Scott Brown. So, and the Tea Party elicits a response. When I go somewhere and we start talking about politics, it's they're a bunch of nuts, or wow, I think they're great, and I think they're not completely being described as what the group is, because it's different every single place. In fact, when we talk to Andrew Langer next hour, we're talking about what's happening with the oil spill and the reaction to the Jones Act and not waiving it and whatnot. But Andrew Langer and the Institute for Liberty, they actually sponsored the first Tea Party ever. When I say the first Tea Party ever, not way back in history, but the first big Tea Party response, the first rally, if you will. So we're very thrilled to welcome to the show former Professor William Davis Eaton. He's in our virtual green room, and he's the author of a book called The Liberal Betrayal of America and the Firestorm Tea Party Response. how the student riots of the 60s, I love this part, generated a civil war to destroy this great nation. Hey, William, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's go back to that title of the book, because that really stuck out at me, how the student riots of the 60s generated a civil war to destroy the great nation. So take us back to what happened in the 60s and where we can see that thread going all the way through the nation today.
Very quickly, there across the nation, a group of radical students decided to challenge university authority everywhere, and they started at the University of California in Berkeley with the famous or infamous FSM movement, free speech movement, and their aim was to get the president of the university and the chancellor of the campus fired, and they succeeded. And that set them all off. There were hundreds of campus riots since 1964, 65, and in the following school year as well. But what the alumni, if you like, of these radical students did was they went out into the country and they generated what we've talked for a long time called the culture war. And the idea there was to infiltrate, capture, or destroy the institutions of free society. And they went about it sometimes effectively, sometimes not. But the culture war itself became so intense that it finally developed into what I call a full-fledged civil war. Fortunately, we haven't turned to the guns yet, but it was it became, let's call it transformative in nature. Now, you probably heard that word whispered on Mr. Obama's teleprompter once or twice during the campaign, but no one paid attention to what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
And what he meant, he was really meant transformative. What that transformative meant was revolutionary. And what he has done is establish, in effect, the nucleus of a Marxian government in the United States. Let me quote from Pravda. Pravda, you know, was the official newspaper of the Communist Party during the days of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they know something about it. Here's what Pravda said, quote, "It must be said that like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed," unquote. Now, I'm willing to believe that those folks recognize Marxism when they see it, and that's what we've got. An example of it is that this is probably the first administration in the history of the country that never had a businessman or anyone who ever met a payroll or knew how economics worked, a real economist. What they have is Marxists. I frankly call them that. And we've experienced what I would call a coup d'etat. They simply have grabbed hold of the government in a revolutionary fashion and intend to make it as far as they are allowed to into a Marxist-type society.
Now, Professor, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Then you know what people would say back to you? Oh, well, you know, all due respect, we understand how you're comparing some of that and a little bit of the thread to it because you go back in history and we see where you're coming up with the culture war and all that. But really it's about free speech and it's about the fact of, you know, the guys before and how they were all corporate and big business. And we need to go back to the root. We need to get government in there to help the poor people, to help the middle class that's really getting jammed up. And I agree with you. I think that there's a ruse that people don't realize. But how do you respond to that when people say, no, this is change. This change is good. This is about helping the people who got shafted the last time around for the last 8 years and even before that.
The Marxists always said, workers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains, except that they gave them the chains. Well, what I would say is that these people believe that all solutions are in government, that the government can solve anything. And, for example, in the health bill of all places, there's a provision that has to do with student loans. And the Obama is promising any student who will take a government job or a non-paying charitable job to be exempt from payment repayment of the student loan. That's to get people away from the what I'd call the productive sector of society and into the government. Somebody
right, sure.
said a body politic can stand only so many parasites before it succumbs. And you've got to have productive people. And the talk that you hear from Washington about helping the middle class is nonsense, because they're doing everything they can possibly get away with to destroy the middle class.
Yeah, I think so too, with the taxes and the hidden fees that people don't realize they're going to be hit with if some of the things that have been talked about are passed, and like cap and trade is an example of that, and some of the other legislation that's out there that looks one way on the surface, but your example of the financial is good. The student loans is a good one, because it's what's underneath all of it, I think. What about the Tea Party movement and how you tie this in? What really do you believe the Tea Party movement is all about?
Well, they've put out their own contract with America, as they call it, and it has three principal parts to it: individual liberty, free markets, and constitutional government. Now, that's what they stand for, and what you hear from the left is that they're far-right dingoes of some sort. Well, if that's far-right, I'm far-right. You know, that's what they're calling all the names you can think of. You've heard them. It's unbelievable. As far as the Tea Party, it apparently arose spontaneously, but that one of the things that I'm trying to develop in my book is that it does go back, way back into the culture itself. When, for example, you've got to get rid of the idea of individualism, because you can't have individuals and have an effective totalitarian type government at the same time. And there was a wonderful example in the Seattle school system. The schools, incidentally, are one of the things that they've captured.
Sure.
And the Lego blocks were given to a class, and a whole bunch of blocks, and they could build anything they wanted. And they actually built a whole little town and different businesses and houses and so on. And one day a teacher heard two people arguing about who owned one of these buildings. And she came right down on them and says, "Nobody owns anything here. We all own it together." And they really took all the Lego blocks away. And when the people of Seattle found out about it, they raised such a stink that they gave the blocks back. But they insisted that everything would be community-owned and all the houses would be the same.
That's a good example. Exactly. That's a good example. I like that. Professor, you were a delight. And your book that's coming out is what we said, is The Liberal Betrayal of America and the Firestorm Tea Party Response, How the Student Riots of the 60s, which we talked about, generated a civil war to destroy this great nation.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And
that's it in a nutshell. You said it all in the title. Thanks, Professor.
My editor
he put that in, right, to explain it. That's right.
The actual title is a little bit simpler. It's simply Liberal
Betrayal of America. Yeah.
And the Tea Party
Response.
Firestorm
Response.
Firestorm. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's much easier. But they want to explain it. That's what they always do in publishing, and that's what publicists do. That's why they're trying to get coverage. It makes sense. Professor, you were a delight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Now, now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
So this is this hour's version of Odds and Ends. Let's start with the ends first. The grand jury indicted Faisal Shahzad. I mentioned it at the top, on 10 terror-related charges. He's the guy who tried to blow up part of Times Square. That's the name, Times Square Bomber. And you know what happened. It didn't work, didn't go off, didn't detonate. So the indictment was handed down in a district court, U.S. District Court in Manhattan, and it added five charges to the original case against the 30-year-old who detailed a lot for the government, for the FBI, and went in depth in the financing and whatnot. Shahzad received a total of $12,000 from a militant group through drop-offs in Massachusetts and Long Island. So that's part of the deal with the terrorism and the weapons counts. It accuses him of receiving explosives training and the financial part from the Pakistani Taliban, too. Shahzad is accused of plotting to build and detonate that crazy homemade gas and propane bomb inside the SUV that he got off Craigslist. Among thousands of tourists, if it had gone off, it would have been a disaster. And the charges stem from that. Shahzad's lawyers didn't respond to requests for comments on the indictment. Shahzad isn't going to say anything. He was scheduled to enter a plea during an appearance in court, and the most serious counts against him carry mandatory penalties of life in prison. There's no question life in prison is the end. That's it. Absolutely. And it's just about what he cooperated with and how he spelled it out for the FBI. And there's no indication that anyone in the U.S., at least not yet, helped him with his plot other than the Pakistani Taliban, but nobody in the United States. Speaking of ends, this is a big one, and I'm not surprised by this. The Supreme Court said no way. They rejected the appeal. You know, the firing squad in Utah. Sounds so odd to say that, doesn't it? But you've got this Utah killer. In fact, when we're on the air, this is going to happen. But Ronnie Lee Gardner has already had his last meal, and he is, that's it. He's going to be executed by firing squad on tonight, and happening about an hour from now, kind of an Old West-style form of justice. That's what I think of firing squad. That's what it is. It hasn't been used in 14 years. A lot of people think it's archaic, but they haven't done away with it in Utah. I know I told the procedure before, but if you missed it, I'll say it again. What they do is they have a target pinned over his heart, and he dies in a hail of bullets from five anonymous marksmen armed with 30-caliber rifles and firing from behind a ported wall. So he's strapped into a chair, and if there's family members watching or others that are invited to watch it, and all those last-minute appeals and requests for stays all rejected. The governor, the Supreme Court, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, that's it, done. Turned it down late on Thursday. You know, there were two justices, Stephen Breyer and John Paul Stevens, who would have granted Gardner's request for a stay, and that's what it showed. But they turned down three of the appeals, although just one of the orders showed that the two, as I mentioned, that's it. But it's done. And the reaction of his attorneys was that they were disappointed with the court's decision. They didn't think it was fair. It's unfair that he's going to be executed without a full and fair review of his case. So he visited with his family. He was moved from his regular cell into a maximum security wing in the Utah State Prison. And he's allowed to see a clergy member. He's already had his last meal, and he'll be the third man killed by firing squad in the U.S. since a ruling reinstated capital punishment in our country in 1976. On to the odds. That was the ends. Here's the odds. What are the odds of this? You've heard of Tourette syndrome, right? And have you ever met anyone who has Tourette's syndrome? Sometimes it's very tough to talk with Tourette's because of depending on the condition, depending on what it is that really sets the person off with Tourette's and how badly they have it is a good way to describe it. But would you be surprised to know that the U.S. goaltender, the U.S. goalie, has Tourette's, and he says he just shuts it out. Tim Howard is his name, and he has it. The U.S. is taking on Slovenia in the morning. That's the next World Cup match for them. His tics are coughs, because everybody's tics are different with this. He coughs. He does throat clearing a lot. He has facial grimaces, and they're noticeable in interviews. If he's in a long interview, but on the field, they almost completely disappear. And this is a phenomenon that happens to people with Tourette's when they focus intensely. So he is focusing intensely. If he's the goaltender for the U.S. team, that's it. And it just, everything's about soccer and the ball. But it's an odd thing. It's something that you wouldn't know. If you had no idea and never saw him interview, just watched him on the field, you would not even guess that he had Tourette's syndrome. I think it's remarkable. And this is what people find when they find out people have Tourette's. If there's something they are really, really good at, that's the focus. That's what they'll zone in on. All right, here's another odd one for you. You know the Gary Coleman deal, the fight over his body and what was going to happen to his remains? Well, he's being cremated. His remains are cremated. This is what his wife says he wanted. It's very odd and to this this man's life. He was a huge child television star, and he died back at the end of May. He's 42 years old. He had a brain hemorrhage. He fell at his house 55 miles south of Salt Lake City. It's kind of hush-hush, and people didn't really realize what was going on, and then he died. So his cremation had been on hold because of an argument over his assets between his ex-wife and his ex-girlfriend. Both say that they are the lawful administrators of his estate. So on Monday, a Utah judge appointed somebody to oversee the property and the cremation of his remains until the dispute was settled. So he is cremated, and his ashes and property are going to be stored somewhere securely until a final determination is made on the estate executor, and it could take months probably for that to happen. And it was making big headlines the other day. Craziest thing. Dana, we haven't talked to her in a while in Texas. Hey, Dana, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. It's good to hear from you. You're doing well, right?
Oh, just battle after battle. You don't want to go there because your show's not long enough.
Okay, just hang in there.
I got a comment on that Tourette syndrome. You know, Mel Tillis, the country and western singer, stutters like crazy unless
yes.
he's singing.
Yes.
So, you know, it's kind of strange. I've never heard of Tourette's being compromised that way, but that's kind of cool that it's happening.
Yeah.
Your gentleman speaker you had on a little bit ago about mm-hmm. the Tea Party groups in the 60s and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, he brought up a thing about Obama's bill to, you know, get rid of student loans if you agree to work
for the government
or charitable organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been there. Kennedy started that. You could always get your, like if you went overseas as a group to help people in, you know,
like
non-modern
Peace Corps.
Countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. the Peace Corps. That, in fact, that's one of the things that went with the Peace Corps when Kennedy, JFK started that.
So but, I didn't, not, but not with government jobs, they didn't have that.
Some of them, yeah, teaching. If you teach.
Mm.
Then you don't look at it. It's been there a long time now.
I knew about the charity thing, but I didn't realize. I guess the biggest change would just be to completely expand the whole government deal. I guess that's the slight change in it. Yeah.
Maybe I don't
yeah.
know, but I have a question. That was the whole prompting for me calling tonight anyway, and I got sidetracked. So.
Okay.
My question is: do you remember not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, when that gas drill blew up in Hood mm. County and killed that Mr. Meese mm-hmm. and 14, injured, burned 14 other workers?
Sure.
Now, did you hear the story on the news about the shutoff valve underground on that well? They had two of them 20 miles apart, and that whole system was being monitored from afar. So when they started getting erratic readings that something serious was going on, they started shutting down those two valves that cut off the gas. So it wouldn't get worse.
Right.
Now,
what actually really happened, there's a lot of theories, you're right, floating around about that. If you want to throw in your two cents on what Dana was talking about, send it to us at americatonight.net.